It's hard to count the exact number of African Americans who were lynched by white mobs during the years following slavery. Numbers show most of these brutal, deadly acts occurred in the South between the 1870s and the 1950s. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge says there are efforts across North Carolina to publicly mark where lynchings took place.
There is no documentation showing a lynching in all 100 counties, but the reach of lynching across North Carolina was widespread.
Well, one thing I like to show people, the lynchings that have taken place in North Carolina as they appear on this map, and we gray out the map part, we can actually see the state of North Carolina. It's immediately recognizable.
Seth Koch is an assistant professor of digital humanities at UNC Chapel Hill.
These took place all the way from Cherokee here in the west, up to Bertie County in the northeast, down to places outside Wilmington, right here in the Piedmont.
Koch has developed a web project called A Red Record, which reveals lynching sites in North and South Carolina.
When I've spoken to students in high school or even my students here at Carolina, many of them don't know what a lynching is or was.
Well, they know now. Koch and several of his students continue to contribute to A Red Record, where they have documented more than 180 lynchings across the state. In almost all the deadly cases, African Americans and some Native Americans were the victims of beatings, burnings, and hangings by white mobs. The name of this UNC project, A Red Record, honors the work of celebrated African-American journalist Ida B. Wells. Wells' investigative reporting across the South showed the terror of lynching blacks was more about getting rid of, quote, Negroes who were acquiring wealth and property than just punishment for an alleged unlawful act. One documented lynching that received much press was the hanging death of Wyatt Outlaw in the town square in Graham, North Carolina.
Amazing grace.
Outlaw was murdered in February 1870. The former slave was Graham's first African-American councilman and constable. In February of last year, the Reverend Stuart Taylor and representatives from several North Carolina Presbyterian churches sang and prayed outside Graham's courthouse.
Here in this place, a neighborly people became a bloodthirsty mob. Here in this place, your dream of brotherhood was violated. Your law of love was transgressed. And here in this place today, we remember Wyatt Outlaw.
Taylor says their consortium of churches want a marker placed in the town square to remember Outlaw and how he was killed. It's an idea that is connected to the National Memorial for Peace and Justice that opened in Montgomery, Alabama earlier this year. It's dedicated to the victims of American white supremacy, which includes more than 4,000 blacks who were lynched. At the memorial, there are markers representing every county where a lynching took place.
And Warren County is one of those counties included in the monument, and we do have a slab there.
Cosmos George is president of the Warren County NAACP. The organization is working with other groups to request a duplicate of their slab, which bears the names of Alfred Williams and Plummer Bullock, both lynched in Warren County in January 1921. George says the local NAACP will ask the county for permission to place the slab at the courthouse square, not far from where a massive Confederate statue stands.
I don't think that it would be equal, but it would be at least a start to start having an honest conversation about our history, about slavery, about lynching.
To date, there are no official markers or memorials to lynching in North Carolina. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.